from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Biden is seen in public for the first time since dropping out of the race. At least we think it's Biden. Could certainly be artificial intelligence or an animatronic Joe Biden, possibly on loan from Walt Disney World, the Hall of Presidents. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210. Great to be with you. We got a lot to chat about this hour, no doubt about it. So, yeah, Joe Biden was spotted getting out of an SUV, and I guess he was probably on an ice cream run or something. He would not say whether or not he is feeling okay or up to the job or anything. He really didn't answer anything. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Here's Biden getting out of the SUV today.
Mr. President, how are you feeling?
Mr. President, how are you feeling?
How are you feeling?
How are you feeling?
What? You can talk to us.
Come on, how are you feeling since you dropped out of the race, sir?
How are you feeling?
Can Harris beat Trump?
Can Harris beat Trump, Mr. President?
Nothing. You're getting nothing. You're getting nothing. Nothing? Yeah, not so much. You're getting nothing. All right. By the way, our friends over at Newsbusters have this story. It's an exclusive. CNN sought the Biden approval prior to running a story guarding him from the gas stove ban outcry. In a gross violation of journalistic ethics, a CNN journalist gave the Biden administration a sneak peek of her article, looking for the government stamp of approval before publishing. The Functional Government Initiative obtained documents shared exclusively with the Media Research Center showing that CNN congressional reporter Claire Ferran all but asked the Department of Energy to greenlight her story going after Republican politicians for prohibiting the Department of Energy secretary from implementing any rule that would limit consumer access to gas kitchen ranges and ovens. The emails uncovered by the Functional Government Initiative dated March 30th, 2023, don't denote a run-of-the-mill media inquiry for comment. Rather, the documents expose Foran directly asking government officials if what she wrote in her piece, updated just hours after her correspondence with the Department of Energy, was okay for publishing. Now, who tells you all the time that the corporate media is in cahoots with the government, the unholy triad of the government, corporate media, and big tech? Who tells you that all the time? I do. That's who. Foran emailed Department of Energy Chief Spokesperson Carissa Traiano concerning a congressional hearing during which DOE Secretary Jennifer Granholm, she's the one who laughed profusely, ridiculously, when asked about gas prices, testified on Biden's gas stove policy. She wrote in the email, quote, "I want to paraphrase some of Energy Secretary's points and want to make sure I'm characterizing accurately. Can you let me know if the below is all correct?" Indeed, Foran broke one of the cardinal rules of journalistic ethics. First of all, journalists have no ethics, but never send your article to your source or subject, whether in part or in whole, before publication. While it is typical for journalists to seek comment, clarification, or even verify the facts routinely, that is not what she was doing there. She proceeded to copy and paste three paragraphs from her story summarizing Granholm's comments, despite the fact that Foran was basically just quoting from Granholm's video testimony from the hearing. "I listened to the hearing. I want to paraphrase some of what the Energy Secretary's points are and want to make sure I'm characterizing them accurately. Can you let me know if the below is all correct? Thank you." Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, testifying before a House committee last week, said the Energy Department is required by Congress to work on energy efficiency regulations, including for gas and electric stovetops. Referring to a proposed rule, the secretary said, "It is just about making existing electric and gas stoves and all the other appliances more efficient. There is no ban on gas stoves. I have a gas stove," the secretary said. "Yup," responded the spokesperson. Those three pre-approved paragraphs were then published 99% verbatim on CNN. The Society of Professional Journalistics, the Society of Professional Journalists and their code of ethics forbids journalists from engaging in any political or other outside activities that may compromise integrity or impartiality or may damage credibility, which seeking approval on content on a story from a government entity would clearly constitute. In addition, SBJ instructs journalists to resist internal and external pressure to influence coverage. Foran essentially invited the Department of Energy to exert external pressure on CNN's coverage. I know. We're all shocked by this, right? We're all shocked. The thing about it is that we live in an age where the battle for information has never been greater. And these people want to control every aspect of everything, but they're all in cahoots together. The government and the corporate media are in cahoots, and they want to make sure they're all on the same team. They're all on the same team. I'll give you another example of this. National Public Radio, NPR, suggests, and really goes all in here now, that Kamala could use Biden's $240 million campaign war chest even if it violates FEC rules. That's right. Harris can probably spend the money and pay fines later if there's a problem. That's what National Public Radio says. From the post-millennial. Kamala Harris has very nearly sealed up the Democrat Party's nomination for president only hours after President Joe Biden dropped out of the race as she makes inroads with delegates and Democrats work to coalesce around their brand new, unvetted, unpopular candidate. There have been concerns raised about whether she, without Biden, will be able to access the Biden campaign war chest that he's amassed over the past few months. NPR suggests that Harris can probably spend the money and pay fines later if there is a problem, meaning that if Harris and her campaign are in violation of federal election laws by spending the money, they could just be held accountable at a later time and likely would only face fines as opposed to prosecution. Get it? Rules for thee and not for me. That's how these people operate, as you know. That's how they operate, obviously. They never expect them to follow the rules. But if a Republican tried to do this stuff, well, then, my gosh, are you kidding me? They would lose their minds. Well, now that Harris has enough delegates to become the nominee, if she becomes the nominee, I still have my doubts. I'm sorry, but I still have my doubts. I really don't believe that that's where we are right now. I don't know. I just call me cynical and jaded, and I'm all those things when it comes to the Democrats. I really am, because I've seen so many other little games that are played. But, you know, when you – and Bob Menendez is resigning, as you know. He's officially resigning as the senator from New Jersey, another corrupt SOB who's going to be out of the way. I haven't heard many people call him a convicted felon. Have you? Have you heard a lot of people refer to Bob Menendez as convicted felon Bob Menendez? Not so much. I know. It's a surprise, because I figured if there's anybody who's a convicted felon, it's probably that guy. But they're just kind of pretend like that's not how, like, zip it. Don't mention that around Menendez. He's very, very sensitive on this. He's very sensitive. So don't say anything. All right. You know, the other question, too, that we're dealing with in our politics is whether or not Joe Biden is really functioning at full capacity right now. This happened yesterday, and you remember we were joking around on the show about whether or not that call from Joe Biden was artificial intelligence or not, or whether or not it was a recording. Do you know that Kamala Harris slipped yesterday? I mentioned this earlier in the show, but just in case you're just joining me now, where you been? I mentioned this yesterday, but I mentioned it yesterday, and I mentioned it earlier in the show today, too. Kamala Harris slipped and said the quiet part out loud. Now, you can hear her clearly starting to say recording, and then stops herself and says call. All right, let me play this for you, and then we can chat about it. Go ahead.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call, talking every day. You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We loved.
Joe, I think you're still on the call. Joe, I think you're still on the call, right? You're right. Yes.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call, and we've been talking every day.
What else could it be?
You guys heard
it. On the record? Joe, you're still on the record player? Joe, you're still on the recorder? You know the musical instrument that kids play? Or adults play, too? Joe, we know you're still on the recorder, making beautiful music. Nice catch, Kamala. Nice catch. But it shows you the fact that she is so dumb. I mean, really, the two of them. What a team. What the Keystone Cops these people are.
This voice. We love Joe and Jill.
Don't we?
We really do.
No, they hate
you. They truly are like family to us.
They hate you.
And we do everybody.
Yeah, they hate your guts, by the way. They did not want to give you this.
You're still there. You're not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid. I love you.
I love you, Joe.
Yeah, nobody believes that. Nobody believes. Where are you watching? There was no videos. Creepy. Creepy. Look, the Bidens hate Kamala Harris very, very much. Ever since she took him down as being a racist back in that debate, he did not want to give this power up to her. He was forced to do it. He was forced out. The debate was a setup, as I told you. The New York Post story confirming that. They pushed him out of the race. And I know the real reason they did it, I mean, the way they were able to do it, was Hunter Biden. Everything on the Hunter Biden laptop. All those things. All of those things. So we know, and Biden's still not wearing a mask. I should mention that, too. All those things happened, and they got Joe Biden out of the race. He did not want to give up power to Kamala Harris. If there's any way that he can stop her from becoming the nominee, he'll do it because he hates her guts. And can you blame the guy? And he's very, very reluctant to think that she can win, because I don't think she can win. I think that she loses. And all the polls seem to show right now. But if you listen to the media, they're all in. They're all in on Kamala Harris now. They're so excited about it. However, if you're doubting her, just know this. It's because you're racist and you're sexist and probably both, according to CNN's John King.
And as you say, John, Republicans are recalibrating their approach as well. What can Democrats expect going forward?
Democrats should brace, and the vice president knows this. The Biden team, now the Harris campaign knows this. Look, Republicans have always exaggerated what her job was at the border. But President Biden did put her in charge of trying to talk to the countries, Mexico and the other countries in Central America, to try to reduce the causes of migration. And so the Republicans have always said she's the border czar, that this is all her fault. So you can brace. Look, immigration was going to be a central issue for Trump and Vance anyway. You can brace now for ads saying Kamala Harris was Joe Biden. Biden's borders are. Look how it went. Do you want her running the economy? Do you want her running national security? And then other issues about, you know, San Francisco and the like. And look, so let's just be honest about this. You can be certain that racism and sexism, if not directly from the Trump campaign, from other forces, are going to come flying into this campaign.
Racism and sexism. All right, so if you doubt her abilities, that makes Joe Biden a racist and a sexist. And every Democrat who opposed her in 2020, and anyone who doubts she can win now, you're just a racist and a sexist. Got it? Good. There you go. But it's just, it's the same old playbook. It's the same old playbook. Nothing changes. If you don't like her, you're racist and sexist. They don't have any actual positions. They don't have any actual policy they can run on. So they have to run back to the old talking points. The old talking points being that if you don't like us, you are just racist and sexist. Kamala Harris had a bail fund to help a man accused of sexually penetrating a child. That came out today as well. She fought to keep an innocent man on death row when she was the Attorney General of California. And a bail fund promoted by Democrat vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris helped a man accused of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old girl get out of jail in July. The Minnesota, what is it called? The Minnesota Freedom Fund also helped post bail for a man accused of assaulting an elderly woman as he burglarized her home. The fund also helped bail out a man who allegedly robbed and stomped on a victim's head in Minneapolis on the same day of George Floyd's police custody death, records show. Harris urged her followers to contribute to the MFF in a June 1st tweet, which linked to a fundraising page that contains her picture. Bottom line is this. They're going to go after her on her record of crime. They're going to go after her on the border. They're going to go after her on all these things. But now you know what the attack's going to be. If you don't like her, you're just a racist, sexist bigot. Okay? It's not because you think she's not good at the job or that you don't think she could win. If you're a Democrat now doubting her abilities, it's not that. It's the fact that you just are racist or sexist. Or maybe you're just angry about the fact that she was at the center of the cover-up over Joe Biden's health. Because she was.
I think you will see that we have a very bold and vibrant president in Joe Biden. I'm not going to engage in that hypothetical because Joe Biden is very much alive and running for re-election. Not only is he absolutely authoritative in rooms around the globe, but in the Oval Office. And I can tell you, this is someone who is tireless in terms of working on behalf of the American people. The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated. Gratuitous.
Gratuitous. Big word right there. So you see, Kamala Harris is a liar, and she helped gaslight the American people. But if you don't like her, you're just a racist, sexist bigot. Got it? I mean, she was part of the cover-up here. One of the greatest cover-ups of all time. Where the government, official government accounts, official government people were telling us that the president of the United States was just fine, and don't believe your lying eyes. They are just cheap fakes. And she was at the very center of it. In fact, you could argue she led the charge. These people are liars. These people gaslit us and made us doubt our own eyes. And the corporate media was right there with them, complicit every step of the way, every single step of the way, covering up what we all knew, what we all saw with our own eyes. And they were telling us over and over again that we were crazy. We were crazy. So I have no use for these people. I have no respect for these people. I have no respect for people that continuously lie over and over again and tell me that I should not believe my own eyes. Because the cover-up that happens all the time, the cover-up that occurs all of the time. There is a report that's out. I can't verify this, but the White House used a popular artificial intelligence voice clone tool for Biden's call to Kamala Harris. I don't know if it's true or not. But I said to you yesterday it was probably artificial intelligence. Take a listen to this from Tom Grabian.
I know yesterday's news was surprising and it was hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me.
Okay. Let's just go on old 11 Labs and see if that's really all they probably used for this. So, upload. There we go. And let's see what we got. Yeah, looks like they didn't even really try.
Probability of 98% that the audio was generated with the help of 11 Labs. 98%. Shocking. I told you yesterday, I joked. Did I not joke and say that it was artificial intelligence? Did I not joke and say that to you? That it was probably artificial intelligence? And I made that joke because my spidey sense told me that this was wrong. Something was wrong here. Something was wrong. It just did not sound like Joe Biden. And then, of course, when Kamala Harris comes out and goes, Joe, are you still on the call? The call. Well, of course, the real question, though, is with all this artificial intelligence, are they taking a race-conscious approach to eliminating bias? That's what Representative Ayanna Pressley was asking today, to scale AI CTO. Because that's what really counts. Not whether or not we're using this to fake the president of the United States of America to assure Americans that he's mentally there, even though he's not. No, no, let's make sure that it's not racist.
Mr. Karunamurthy, is that right? I've been practicing all day. Names matter, and I want to get it right, okay? Is that all right? Okay. You are the chief technology officer at one of the most financially valuable AI startups in the country. Are you taking a race-conscious approach to eliminating bias while developing and deploying AI technology?
Thank you, Congresswoman Pressley. We do believe these are really important issues to consider.
It makes me want to beat my head against the wall. These are not really important issues to consider. I know you have to think you think you got to humor her, but really, would you please not insult our intelligence that way? Could you please not? Please, I'm asking you for a friend. All right, listen, speaking of my friends, you know, my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding are the absolute best. And when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why you should reach out to Emmons today. Because each and every one of my listeners gets 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson windows, and doors. Your home is not only going to look better from the curb, it's going to increase in value. And you're going to be so happy you chose Emmons because the work's going to get done on time. It's going to get done on budget. And they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Now, I've personally used Emmons for each and every project in my home, from the roof to in their old home, and they just replaced some skylights in our new home, and they're working on some other projects for me as well. Matt and Stephanie are great friends of ours. They're wonderful people, and you can trust their integrity because it's their name behind every project. They want to make sure you're happy. And they know how important you are to me, so they're going to make sure that you are very happy with their work. So just go to emmonsroofing.com. It's E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. You will love the great work of Emmons. You'll love the expertise of the people that they use, and you're going to love the price. 10% off. You can't beat it. emmonsroofing.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We got a new Secret Service director, acting director. Let's see how he does. It can't be any worse than the previous S show of the director who resigned today, Kimberly Cheeto. Going back to guarding Cheetos. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. What a show. What a week. After coming off the high of the Republican National Convention last week. And, I was thinking about this, too, earlier. The Biden's biographer, there's a whole story about this today, about Biden's biographer, that he's got all this information that's been turned over now to the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice has been caught by conservative groups, including the Heritage Foundation, hiding 117 pages of transcripts from President Biden's talks with biographer Mark Zwanitzer. Despite initially denying their existence, the DOJ now admits they possess 70 hours of audio and handwritten notes tied to Biden's memoirs. These secret discussions, loaded with classified info, were part of the investigation into Biden's mishandling of sensitive material. Conservative groups uncovered the transcripts through relentless FOIA requests and lawsuits pressuring the DOJ to admit their existence. This is from Politico. Biden's disastrous debate against Trump and sudden 2024 race withdrawal have fueled suspicions about his mental acuity and integrity. Is the Department of Justice protecting Biden, and what are they hiding is the question. Of course they're protecting Biden. But remember, they had all the goods on him, which is how they were able to get him out of the race. They were able to get him out of the race because they have all the goods on him. And a big part of it was the fact that they knew that he was losing his friggin' mind. So that's part of the pressure campaign that was made against him was get out of the race, and all this goes away. And I imagine that the pardon for Hunter Biden will be coming very, very soon. Certainly before the trial starts in September. Somebody asked me yesterday, they think that Biden will pardon him before he leaves office. No, I think Biden's going to pardon him before the trial starts. It's very possible they may delay the trial. But if that doesn't happen, I mean, now they probably will because they have no reason to go forward with it. The whole thing about the trial was so that they could go after Joe Biden if they needed to. If they needed to go after Joe Biden, they would. You know what I mean? If they needed to get him out of the race, they would do that by using the Hunter Biden laptop and all the tax crimes and everything else. But the thing about it is that now they don't need to. Biden's going away. So I would not be shocked if that trial gets delayed past September for whatever reasons. And then they just kick the ball down, and then Biden's able to pardon him on his way out the door in January if he makes it that far. The problem, though, is he may not make it, and so they may want to do the pardon as quickly as possible. I mean, there's all these different reports about Biden's health, and who knows what's real and who knows what isn't. So, you know, that's the real question. That's the real question that everybody has to ask themselves right now. Can he make it? Can he make it? I don't know. You know, I really don't know if he can. I'm very, very suspicious of the fact that Joe Biden can make it. And I'm very curious if he's going to have to resign. I really am. Or if he has a major, major health issue. And then the only question, though, that we all have to ask ourselves is it real? Or is it just done to help Kamala Harris by getting Kamala Harris out of the race? That's the only question. By getting Joe Biden out of the race, I mean getting Joe Biden out of the race to help Kamala Harris become president so people could see that Kamala Harris is, in fact, the president. And if that happens, then they can say Madam President. So it's not just such a shock to the system. I predict that if she does remain the candidate, then that's what will happen. She will become the president at some point so that they can already have her be the president, so that people can get used to having a woman as president. That's where they mostly are. I mean, that's where it's mostly is going to happen here. Because remember, we've never had a woman president before. We've never had a cackling moron. Well, we've had cackling morons, but we've never had a woman cackling moron president. This is a first. So in order to do that in a way that is something that everybody can swallow, they may do that. They may make her president so at least people can say, well, we already have a woman president. She's not the first. She's the first, but she's, you know what I mean? It's possible. I know that there's more at play here, and they're going to do everything they possibly can to give her the advantage if she does remain the candidate. If she does, in fact, do it. The one thing I would say, though, is even though the stories are all out there, the delegates are all with her and the Hollywood's with her and the money's all there. Remember, these are all the same things they said about Joe Biden. They said the same things about Joe Biden. Biden's got the delegates. Biden's got the money. Biden's got the support of this person, that person. Now, it's slowly starting to erode. But everybody who says it's definitely going to be Kamala Harris, who is skipping Netanyahu's joint address to Congress, by the way, to speak at a black sorority convention. Everybody who's saying it's going to be Kamala Harris, I don't know. I mean, your evidence is the same evidence that was given to me to say Biden's not going to go anywhere. So at this point, I'm not so sure of that. There's no way Governor Josh Shapiro is going to get picked for the ticket because he's Jewish. Because the Democrats hate Jews. They do. They hate them. They hate Jews. And this is why Kamala Harris is skipping Netanyahu's joint address to Congress. She's going to speak at the black sorority convention instead. Senator Patty Murray will be next in line to preside over the session, but she will be boycotting the event. They're boycotting the prime minister of Israel, a democratically elected leader of Israel. They're boycotting this speech. And you're telling me that the governor of Pennsylvania, who happens to be Jewish, has a shot with this party, with this Democrat party, and the level of anti-Semitism that is running rampant through the Democrat party right now? No chance. VP Kamala Harris has declined to preside over the joint session of Congress tomorrow, where Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to speak. Democrat Patty Murray also declined to preside. Many anti-Israel Democrats are also boycotting the speech, according to The Hill. Murray said in a statement to the outlet, "I do not plan to attend Wednesday's address. Securing a lasting mutual ceasefire is of the utmost importance right now, and I will continue to push for one to be reached as soon as possible." So they show their disgust and their disdain for Israel and the Israeli people by boycotting that speech. And it's offensive. And it's inexcusable. But they get to do this and they'll get a pass from the media. And the media is not going to say to them, why do you hate Jews? The media would never do that. They'll accuse Donald Trump of being anti-Semitic, even though, his daughter converted to Judaism to marry Jared Kushner. I mean, she didn't have to, but she did. But they'll come up with cockamamie excuses for that because some Trump supporter tweeted something out that he retweeted or something. But when you have Democrats actually boycotting Netanyahu's speech, the media will run cover for them and say, well, they just don't like Netanyahu. Hey, listen, whether you like Netanyahu or not, he's the leader of Israel, and this is the United States of America, and at the very least, you should show our friend some respect. If nothing else, you should show our friend respect and show the Israeli people the respect they deserve by being there. And certainly, if Kamala Harris wants to become president of the United States of America, she should show the people of Israel that she respects their leader. She could disagree with them. She could have disagreements with him. But to boycott him to go speak at a black sorority conference— I'm sorry, but I think it's a little bit more important to be around to be around for that, don't you think? Absolutely. No question about it. Listen, don't count on summer heat to melt away those extra pounds. That doesn't work. But here's something that does work, and that's NJ Diet. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. No shots, no prepackaged food, and no surgery. NJ Diet is fully supervised every step of the way to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations close by are available from anywhere with live online video consultations. Just call 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. You can do this, and they can help you do it too. You'll lose the weight. You'll feel great. And you can still enjoy the summer and the early fall with your shirt off. Absolutely. And you don't want to do the shots. They're banned by countries in Europe right now. There's all kinds of side effects. Stay away. But reach out to NJ Diet. NJDiet.com or 855-5-NJ-DIET and lose the weight for good.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So Harris has enough delegates to secure the nomination, but don't be surprised if there's still another swap. Welcome back, our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210. Thanks for being here today. A lot going on. Busy, busy afternoon. And, well, every day is busy these days. Every day is busy. We know that. No question about it. Kamala Harris raised more than $100 million between Sunday and Monday night. A money laundering operation, no question about it, through Act Blue and other places. Do you know that a third of Democrats wish Donald Trump had been killed? According to Unheard.com, one third of Democrats wish Donald Trump had been killed. The age of civility that we're in. I read somewhere the other day something like 35% of Democrats think Trump faked the whole thing. Like he faked his own assassination attempt. How insane are these people? A third of Democrat voters surveyed in a snap poll on July 18th openly agree with the statement, quote, "I wish Trump's assassin hadn't missed." Looking beneath the numbers, the new moral absolutism of the progressive left picks out which Democrats support assassination and which do not. The fact that these people can openly say this out loud where they can go, "Yeah, I wish he was killed for the good of democracy. I wish they had gotten Hitler," shows you the rot that is in our country right now. So don't lecture me on bipartisanship and don't tell me that we got to tone down the rhetoric on the left. I don't wish Biden, I don't want Biden to be dead. I mean, I think he is, but I don't want him to be. But you can't, it's not, the moral equivalency just isn't there between the rhetoric from the left and the rhetoric from the right. We're not wishing for death for these people. We want to defeat these people, but we don't want to wish them death. They wished that Trump was dead. And I'm sure more of them believe that. They're just afraid to say it. So there's a real cultural rot in this country, no question about it. And that's a lot of it. This is a terrible thing from the New York Times here. I love this. Ready? A lot has changed for women since 2016. What does that mean for Kamala Harris? Voters eager to elect the first female president pointed to anger over a loss of abortion rights, but also acknowledge a fear that sexism would remain difficult for Ms. Harris to overcome. Sexism. See where we are now? The new standard's going to be now, and this is how they're going to get a lot of beta men to fall in line here, is do you want your wife to think you're sexist? I read somewhere that divorced men are backing Trump. A friend of mine sent this to me. Divorced men are backing Trump. And single women are backing the Democrats. I don't know if any of that's true or not. But I do know, though, that there's going to be a lot of beta men. These are men who like to watch, if you know what I mean. They're going to be pressured into backing the ticket of Kamala Harris if she's a nominee, because they're going to say, their wives are going to say, "Are you a sexist? Do you really, aren't you on board with this? You don't want to be somebody who turns around and is anti-woman, do you?" And you go, "No, I just think she's a terrible candidate." And they'll go, "That's not good enough. It's just because she's sexist. It's because you're sexist, because she's a woman." And you'll have a lot of guys fall in line for that. Mark my words on that, too. These are the same guys that want to show their feminine side, their soft side, thinking that that's what women really want. Women laugh at that stuff. Ask them. Just ask them. They'll tell you that. They'll be the first ones to tell you. Women like strong men. I'm sorry to say it, but it's the truth. I'm not sorry to say it because I'm a strong man, but it's the truth. But there's a lot of guys out there who think, I've got to be in touch with my sensitive side. So I'm gonna back Kamala Harris. She's not good for the job. Yeah, and they know that too. But for a lot of this, it's optics and appearances. I have to show that I'm a good person. I've got to back her. So this New York Times article goes into this now. And it's written by 1, 2, 3, 4 people. And they go on to say, in the 8 years since Hillary Clinton failed to win the American presidency, the workforce for the first time grew to include more college-educated women than college-educated men. The hashtag MeToo movement exposed sexual harassment and toppled powerful men. The Supreme Court overturned the federal right to abortion. Will any or all of it make a difference for Vice President Kamala Harris? You notice that they're just strictly looking at her as a woman, like not whether or not she's good enough for the job. It's like none of that matters. None of that matters. It's just the ovaries. It's just we don't even know if she is a woman because we don't know what a woman is. We don't know what a woman is. We don't know. So I'm told that you need to be a biologist to figure that out. And I don't know if people are biologists or not. So only biologists really know the fact. But let's assume for a second she is a woman. Again, I'm not a biologist. I don't know this for a fact. But let's assume she is. Let's take it at face value that the rumors are true and Kamala Harris is a woman. I have to automatically back her because if not, I'm sexist. That's the standard. That's the throwdown right now. Ms. Harris almost seems certain to become the Democrat Party's presidential nominee. But a presidential contest pitting Ms. Harris against former President Trump would represent a rematch of sorts. He defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016 in spite of her winning the popular vote by a wide margin. What does that have to do with anything? Nothing. The country is not the same as it was 8 long years ago. Women are angrier, and that could be motivating, said Karen Crowley, an independent voter and retired nurse. Does that sound like an independent voter to you? She said she would not vote for Mr. Trump, but did not feel like she could support Biden. She now plans to back Ms. Harris. But she's an independent voter. We're supposed to believe that she's independent. Do you believe that? I'm just out of curiosity. Does that pass the smell test for you, that this woman's an independent voter? Wouldn't you love to if we just say people just vote for the best person for the job, but they can't do that because it's a patriarchy out there. Yes, Kamala Harris is smart and a prosecutor, but there are a lot of old white men who will want to stop her. The only thing wrong with her is that she's a woman. This is literally from the New York Times piece. No, if Margaret Thatcher were alive today and ran, the left would kill her. All right. Anytime a conservative woman runs, do you see the media dropping and saying we should back this person? If the Republicans had a woman running right now, let's just say that it happened to be Nikki Haley. Do you think the left would all back her against Joe Biden if Joe Biden were still alive? I mean, you know, you know what I mean. Do you think they'd back her because she's a woman? Of course not. You have to be a woman on the left. You have to be a progressive, and then they'll back you. It's really not about being a woman, no more so than it's about being black. I mean, they'll say, she's a woman and she's black. So, you know, she's got to overcome racism and sexism. But if Tim Scott was running right now, do you expect the left to say we're gonna all rally around Tim Scott because he's black? No, of course not. And if you had a woman running as, like, Condoleezza Rice running as a Republican, black woman, do you expect the New York Times to be all in on that, saying that we have to smash the glass ceiling? And anybody who's saying no to that is just a racist and sexist. That they're just the patriarchy standing in the way as they back Joe Biden if Joe Biden were still the nominee. Do you believe that? But again, this is part of the gaslighting. It's part of the gaslighting. If you don't back her, if you don't like her, despite her policies, despite her horrible record as a state attorney general in California, despite her cackling as vice president and her inability to actually deal with the border situation, despite those things, despite her progressive kooky plans for things, you are just a bad person if you don't back her because she's a woman and you just have to. Maybe you don't like the fact that she supports population control. Maybe it's a real problem for you. She's all in on this climate change nonsense and supports population reduction. Population reduction. Listen to this.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
Now, maybe you think that's insane. Maybe you think reducing population is absolutely one of the craziest things you've ever heard in your life, and you don't want to back her for that reason. Maybe you think that. and you think that that's just nuts. Nope. She's a woman on the left, and if you don't back her, then you are a sexist and you're a bad person. Got it? That's how, those are the rules. Those are the rules. And they're going to keep beating that drum over and over again. And when she loses, if she's the nominee, then everybody will turn around and say America still has a long way to go. It doesn't matter if people like Trump's policies better. It doesn't matter if Trump does really, really well with women voters, which he's going to do. It doesn't matter. It'll still be that America has a long way to go. And the patriarchy won again. Now, knowing that Kamala Harris is probably going to lose to Donald Trump, which would be that means Trump has beaten two women for the job, is part of the reason why I think she's still going to get swapped out. I'm just saying. Let me read you this. This is an actual quote from Kamala Harris. Whatever we have in store cannot be known, but given time, it can be understood. The past was once the future. The future is, I should say, unknown. It is, in fact, unknowable. So I'm asking you to meet me at the station and join me as we board a train bound for a place called the future, and we will be ready for that future, whatever. That's actually Selena Meyer from Veep. But let's contrast that with Kamala Harris. We will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, and no work together as we continue to work, operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together. We will work on this together. Together, we are expanding access to transportation. Seems like maybe it's a small issue. It's a big issue. You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home. I really do believe we're actually living in a real life episode of Veep. It's kind of like the Truman Show, only Veep, and none of this is real. How could it be? All right, that's the show. Have a great rest of your night tonight. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Back with you tomorrow from 3 until 7. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So Harris has enough delegates to secure the nomination, but don't be surprised if there's still another swap. Welcome back, our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 855-839-1210. Thanks for being here today. A lot going on. Busy, busy afternoon. And, well, every day is busy these days. Every day is busy. We know that. No question about it. Kamala Harris raised more than $100 million between Sunday and Monday night. A money laundering operation, no question about it, through Act Blue and other places. Do you know that a third of Democrats wish Donald Trump had been killed? According to unheard.com, one third of Democrats wish Donald Trump had been killed. The age of civility that we're in. I read somewhere the other day something like 35% of Democrats think Trump faked the whole thing. Like he faked his own assassination attempt. How insane are these people? A third of Democrat voters surveyed in a snap poll on July 18th openly agree with the statement, quote, I wish Trump's assassin hadn't missed. Looking beneath the numbers, the new moral absolutism of the progressive left picks out which Democrats support assassination and which do not. The fact that these people can openly say this out loud where they can go, yeah, I wish he was killed for the good of democracy. I wish they had gotten Hitler. Shows you the rot that is in our country right now. So don't lecture me on bipartisanship and don't tell me that we got to tone down the rhetoric on the left. I don't wish Biden. I don't want Biden to be dead. I mean, I think he is, but I don't want him to be. But you can't. It's not the moral equivalency just isn't there between the rhetoric from the left and the rhetoric from the right. We're not wishing for death for these people. We want to defeat these people, but we don't want to wish them death. They wished that Trump was dead. And I'm sure more of them believe that. They're just afraid to say it. So there's a real cultural rot in this country, no question about it. And that's a lot of it. This is a terrible thing from the New York Times here. I love this. Ready? A lot has changed for women since 2016. What does that mean for Kamala Harris? Voters eager to elect the first female president pointed to anger over a loss of abortion rights, but also acknowledged a fear that sexism would remain difficult for Ms. Harris to overcome. Sexism. See where we are now? The new standard's going to be now, and this is how they're going to get a lot of beta men to fall in line here, is do you want your wife to think you're sexist? I read somewhere that divorced men are backing Trump. A friend of mine sent this to me. Divorced men are backing Trump. And single women are backing the Democrats. I don't know if any of that's true or not. But I do know, though, that there's going to be a lot of beta men. These are men who like to watch, if you know what I mean. They're going to be pressured into backing the ticket of Kamala Harris if she's a nominee, because they're going to say, their wives are going to say, are you a sexist? Do you really, aren't you on board with this? You don't want to be somebody who turns around and is anti-woman, do you? And you go, no, I just think she's a terrible candidate. And they'll go, that's not good enough. It's just because she's sexist. It's because you're sexist, because she's a woman. And you'll have a lot of guys fall in line for that. Mark my words on that, too. These are the same guys that want to show their feminine side, their soft side, thinking that that's what women really want. Women laugh at that stuff. Ask them. Just ask them. They'll tell you that. They'll be the first ones to tell you. Women like strong men. I'm sorry to say it, but it's the truth. I'm not sorry to say it because I'm a strong man, but it's the truth. But there's a lot of guys out there who think, I've got to be in touch with my sensitive side. So I'm gonna back Kamala Harris. She's not good for the job. Yeah, and they know that too. But for a lot of this, it's optics and appearances. I have to show that I'm a good person. I've got to back her. So this New York Times article goes into this now, and it's written by 1, 2, 3, 4 people. And they go on to say, in the 8 years since Hillary Clinton failed to win the American presidency, the workforce for the first time grew to include more college-educated women than college-educated men. The hashtag MeToo movement exposed sexual harassment and toppled powerful men. The Supreme Court overturned the federal right to abortion. Will any or all of it make a difference for Vice President Kamala Harris? You notice that they're just strictly looking at her as a woman? Like, not whether or not she's good enough for the job. It's like none of that matters. None of that matters. It's just the ovaries. It's just, we don't even know if she is a woman, because we don't know what a woman is. We don't know what a woman is. We don't know. So I'm told that you need to be a biologist to figure that out. And I don't know if people are biologists or not. So only biologists really know the fact. But let's assume for a second she is a woman. Again, I'm not a biologist. I don't know this for a fact. But let's assume she is. Let's take it at face value that the rumors are true and Kamala Harris is a woman. I have to automatically back her, because if not, I'm sexist. That's the standard. That's the throwdown right now. Ms. Harris almost seems certain to become the Democrat Party's presidential nominee. But a presidential contest pitting Ms. Harris against former President Trump would represent a rematch of sorts. He defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016 in spite of her winning the popular vote by a wide margin. What does that have to do with anything? Nothing. The country is not the same as it was 8 long years ago. Women are angrier, and that could be motivating, said Karen Crowley, an independent voter and retired nurse. Does that sound like an independent voter to you? She said she would not vote for Mr. Trump, but did not feel like she could support Biden. She now plans to back Ms. Harris. But she's an independent voter. We're supposed to believe that she's independent. Do you believe that? I'm just out of curiosity. Does that pass the smell test for you, that this woman's an independent voter? Wouldn't you love to if we just say people just vote for the best person for the job, but they can't do that because it's a patriarchy out there. Yes, Kamala Harris is smart and a prosecutor, but there are a lot of old white men who will want to stop her. The only thing wrong with her is that she's a woman. This is literally from the New York Times piece. No, if Margaret Thatcher were alive today and ran, the left would kill her. All right. Anytime a conservative woman runs, do you see the media dropping and saying we should back this person? If the Republicans had a woman running right now, let's just say that it happened to be Nikki Haley. Do you think the left would all back her against Joe Biden if Joe Biden were still alive? I mean, you know, you know what I mean. Do you think they'd back her because she's a woman? Of course not. You have to be a woman on the left. You have to be a progressive, and then they'll back you. It's really not about being a woman, no more so than it's about being black. I mean, they'll say, she's a woman and she's black. So, you know, she's got to overcome racism and sexism. But if Tim Scott was running right now, do you expect the left to say we're gonna all rally around Tim Scott because he's black? No, of course not. And if you had a woman running as, like, Condoleezza Rice running as a Republican, black woman, do you expect the New York Times to be all in on that, saying that we have to smash the glass ceiling? And anybody who's saying no to that is just a racist and sexist. That they're just the patriarchy standing in the way as they back Joe Biden if Joe Biden were still the nominee. Do you believe that? But again, this is part of the gaslighting. It's part of the gaslighting. If you don't back her, if you don't like her, despite her policies, despite her horrible record as a state attorney general in California, despite her cackling as vice president and her inability to actually deal with the border situation, despite those things, despite her progressive kooky plans for things, you are just a bad person if you don't back her because she's a woman and you just have to. Maybe you don't like the fact that she supports population control. Maybe it's a real problem for you. She's all in on this climate change nonsense and supports population reduction. Population reduction. Listen to this.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
Now, maybe you think that's insane. Maybe you think reducing population is absolutely one of the craziest things you've ever heard in your life, and you don't want to back her for that reason. Maybe you think that, and you think that that's just nuts. Nope. She's a woman on the left, and if you don't back her, then you are a sexist, and you're a bad person. Got it? That's how, those are the rules. Those are the rules. And they're going to keep beating that drum over and over again. And when she loses, if she's the nominee, then everybody will turn around and say America still has a long way to go. It doesn't matter if people like Trump's policies better. It doesn't matter if Trump does really, really well with women voters, which he's going to do. It doesn't matter. It'll still be that America has a long way to go. And the patriarchy won again. Now, knowing that Kamala Harris is probably going to lose to Donald Trump, which would be that means Trump has beaten two women for the job, is part of the reason why I think she's still going to get swapped out. I'm just saying. Let me read you this. This is an actual quote from Kamala Harris. Whatever we have in store cannot be known, but given time, it can be understood. The past was once the future. The future is, I should say, unknown. It is, in fact, unknowable. So I'm asking you to meet me at the station and join me as we board a train bound for a place called the future, and we will be ready for that future, whatever. That's actually Selina Meyer from Veep. But let's contrast that with Kamala Harris. We will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, and no work together as we continue to work, operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together. We will work on this together. Together, we are expanding access to transportation. Seems like maybe it's a small issue. It's a big issue. You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home. I really do believe we're actually living in a real life episode of Veep. It's kind of like the Truman Show, only Veep, and none of this is real. How could it be? All right, that's the show. Have a great rest of your night tonight. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Back with you tomorrow from 3 until 7. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.